days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game.
Good morning. It's 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we have Sam Abel, who is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, on the line with us since y'all had a meeting last night. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, interesting coincidence. Yesterday, you guys had an item to talk about the multi-use path temporary stop signs. These are the not official size real street signs, but the little, like, you know, the thing you might see in a apartment complex parking lot. They're kind of like, we put these up, not the official, you know, legally enforceable ones. And they're to prevent the golf carts from entering the roads and tell them to stop. But the question is, are they effective? Your own research stuff had presented that a survey showed that only about 24% of golf cart drivers comply with those, 76% ignore them, and then scooter drivers and pedestrians as well. Well, I had coincidentally same day, I had a good friend call me very frantically and said, you have Sam on tomorrow? And I'm like, I do. And she said, okay, you've got to find out what's going on with these golf carts and these stop signs, because I almost killed some teenagers today. I was on Shoreline turning into my residential drive to go into my house. And as I'm turning left, I suddenly see this golf cart whizzing as fast as it can go, coming at me from the left. Doesn't stop, in fact, seems to speed up. And as these kids are looking at me and I'm looking at them, they laughed and smiled like this was no big deal. She's like, God, thank God I saw them. Thank God I stopped, because I could have easily been having a conversation about how they broke a law and I wound up killing these kids. And I don't want to kill any kids, you know? So what did you guys discover last night? What did you decide? Where are we at with this problem?
Yeah. So let's first define the problem, right, Andrew? Because before we can ever agree on a solution, we have to agree to what the problem is.
Of course.
And so going back a little bit in history, the city of Gulf Breeze for 2 years workshopped the issue of golf carts and quality of life. They appointed a citizen committee and they said, okay, we're a peninsula, so we're essentially a cul-de-sac. So what makes sense given the demographics of our community? Because at that time, we had a sidewalk that essentially went around what we call the loop. So Shoreline becomes Fairpoint, but it's essentially a semicircle. And within that are most of all of your civic uses, your large parks, library, city hall, and so forth. And so we had a proliferation of golf carts on the sidewalk, as well as bicycles, walkers, you know, elderly people. They were all sharing the same sidewalk. So the idea with a multi-use pathway is separate the low-speed wheels from the walkers from the cars.
Right.
That was the goal. So the multi-use pathway is built with the, as you said, Andrew, the regular size stop signs, but also the stop bar and the words, you know, stop stenciled, which lawfully is a enforceable stop.
Okay.
It is not enforceable for bicycles. So interesting, by Florida law, bicycles are not required to stop at the multi-use pathway. So we did look during the design of having a separate bike lane constructed, but because we have so many residential roads, they would still be encountering the same thing. So what we did during the design is we made sure that if you are on a residential road, the stop sign comes before the crosswalk. So if you have a bike, and I want to make this clear to the listeners, by Florida law, the bike is not required to stop. They're going to go through that intersection. And so that means that we need to make sure on the residential road that the vehicles make sure to stop at that stop sign before the multi-use pathway crosswalk. In the situation of your friend, that came up last night. Chief Hawthorne talked about that. Happens a lot on the Fairpoint side. Over, Andrew, by where the CVS is, Baskin Robbins, Chick-fil-A, and so forth, we have vehicles that turn into Silverthorn, that residential area that we actually call the Flower Patch, because all the our firefighters call it the Flower Patch because all the roads are named after flowers. So we have cars who want to take a left. They're not coming from the residential street. They're coming from the Fairpoint Collector, turning onto a residential
right.
street. And now you have what is a proliferation of scooters that did not really exist before COVID. We have scooters that were never even part of that conversation, part of all that workshopping for 2 years. And we're not just talking about, you know, the scooters you see in Pensacola. We're amazed by all the contraptions with a motor on it.
contraptions with a motor. I'm feeling you. I know what you mean. All right.
It is. I mean, you'd never feel so old. I mean, you know, Chief Hawthorne did a great job of just describing some of these thingamajibs with the thingamabob and the doohickey that you hold.
I gotcha.
It was quite incredible. And we're seeing them all. And so what's happening is they zip much faster. And so as you're taking a turn from one of our collectors onto the residential street, still very important to keep in mind that they're moving at up to 20 miles an hour on the multi-use pathway. So they're going to get across much faster.
Yeah.
And so in the case of your the golf cart scenario, that was just that's a straight violation, right? They are a motorized vehicle. It is enforceable. They have to stop. Same with the scooters. Anything with a motor, if you're not a bicycle,
well, but the problem, as you know, is people aren't, right? It's the what do we do about the violators?
Well, right. And so that was what the council talked about last night. What do we do with those violators? Inarguably, it's safer than everybody sharing a sidewalk, right? But we have to make improvements. We tried a little visual cue, which is the little trailhead stop signs. Our patrol went out surveyed during peak times. And as you said, we're not talking about kids who are offenders. This is the case of your friend. But a lot of times it was adults.
Yeah.
It was mothers with their kids behind them. And so we're definitely going to need to do more PSAs. We talk about making sure, you know, it's almost like a click it and ticket that, you know, the DOT did decades ago and everyone still remembers. We're going to have to make sure that everybody is safe and everyone knows to stop and look both ways. About golf carts, I do just want to also say,
hey Sam, can you just hang on for just a second, because I need to get a traffic report in here. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Coastal Machinery, and over 40 years in the business. Thank you. Locations in Pensacola. I just lost my screen, but that's okay.
It's a panther staring at you.
It is a panther staring at me. So thank you so much. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview. That's right, man. I know. And
it's
I love you,
Mary
Sam
came
Abel.
In
I'm
with
so
Wendy's
appreciative
biscuits
of what you do.
For us. I don't know.
That's so
everything
sweet.
Is all, it's just fantastic.
I know. Mary's heart grew 3 sizes. Yeah, I'm wrong. Fire truck blocking Brent Lane on the incline as you go right in front of the Waffle House. Isn't your PCA and PCC? As I understand, there was a pedestrian possibly struck, but it's still very, very slow in that area. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And all the Who's in Whoville were glad they weren't driving that day.
I'm saying.
Thanks,
I know.
Candy. Back to Sam, Abel. Okay, so we were talking about enforcement. It may be better than it was, but it's not safe right now. And, you know, it's pretty terrifying to think about the idea
I would argue it's more safe than many communities. And I would say this, because what the council adopted was an ordinance that required to be a driver of a golf cart, you have to be 15 with a learner's permit or 16 with a valid driver's license. Just this last July, the state of Florida legislature actually adopted a new law that would do exactly the same. So we were more restrictive than the rest of the state of Florida, which allowed them to be 14. You know, some of the debate we have in our community is, I don't know if you've seen a 16-year-old boy recently, but they look a few years younger, Andrew.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we are making sure our police provided to the council numbers of when they're pulling people over and talking with them about that. But again, we would argue most certainly safer than when it was, when everyone was sharing a sidewalk and there was a double stop. The stop sign came past the crosswalk. But we do need to do more to make sure that right now half of all of our golf carts are stopping. We need to make sure that other half know that if you enter that intersection and you don't stop, you literally are taking your life into your own hands.
Yeah, and as you say, they look young. Somebody here says, well, many of them are just 12, and so the rule following is kind of one of these issues. And I know it's a complicated thing to enforce, and I'm glad you guys are working on it. Because it was both it showed up in the agenda and also my friend texted me about this, and I wanted to ask you about it. I have a completely different subject that we're not going to get to this time, but we'll talk about it the next time. It'll wait. It'll be okay. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thank you so much for the time. It's always good to hear from you and, you know, your good explanations and the historical context for them. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much. 8:19 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy, ready to go function again? No, just not to do anything. We're just, it's been one of those weird days. It's just all kinds of stuff are happening. So anyway, it's fun. 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, a pretty serious thing that you run into is as your parents get older, you, or maybe it's a brother or sister, you know, maybe it's an aunt or an uncle, but you know, as you see folks get older, they start to be less able to take care of themselves and they start to need help, right? With, it's, professionally, the term is activities of daily living. Okay. This is things like cooking and cleaning and maybe, you know, going to the grocery store, or maybe it's even more serious things like, you know, just grooming, toileting, bathing, that kind of stuff. Maybe you've been helping them. Okay. Maybe you've actually hired somebody to come give the help, but it's getting to be too much for you or too much for them or just too much. And you realize I don't want to put them in a nursing home. I never put them in a nursing home. Okay, fine. You make that decision if it ever comes. But an assisted living facility is not that. It's really like living in an apartment and you have help come in to help you with that stuff so that you can live as independently as possible. Okay. That's really the, you know, I know this very well with my own family. So I was with my grandmother. She loved assisted living. It was great because she got the help she needed, but she could still live her own life. And if that's where you're at and you just have questions, talk to my friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. He'll answer your questions. He knows all of the local places. He can help you figure out the right one for your loved ones, and there's no charge. Okay. He's the expert that you need. 712-0887 or check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep that field! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
He who is valiant and pure of spirit may find the Holy Grail in the castle of...
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
Look, some watery trollop distributing swords from water is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive authority derives from a mandate from the masses.
You don't want to Bonnie Python me, dude. I didn't have friends growing up.
8:24 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our... Look at... Cool. Look what you did to my voice. Look at that reverb.
Special
working.
Effects. You didn't know you'd get that this morning, did you?
We're getting it all this morning.
President Biden preparing to address the United Nations General Assembly later on this morning. He'll be delivering his remarks at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. our time here in just over a half an hour. The White House says he'll be reiterating U.S. support for Ukraine, among other topics. The UAW strike against the Big Three entering its fifth day today. Reports say they've met with Ford, GM, and Stellantis with little to no progress on a new contract. About 13,000 people are still on strike, and the union may be expanding that if no progress is made soon. And
oh, somebody texted me in earlier. We were talking about the weird name, like Stellantis. I said it was like a boy band. You said it was...
Ask your doctor about Stellantis. It might be right for you.
Somebody
right.
else texted and said, no, Stellantis was the other submerged city, because Atlantis and Stellantis.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, there you go. Okay, right. Sounds like a Atlantis space exploration thing to me.
It does a little bit. Yeah. It does have that kind of...
blasting off on my Stellantis flight this morning.
Yeah, nobody's
we're all boarding.
Nobody's taking a Fiat to the moon, but they might take a Stellantis to Mars. Yeah.
Exactly. Back to business as usual today at the Disney Magic Kingdom. This is after a portion of the park had to be shut down yesterday when somehow a bear made it inside.
There are approximately 4,000 bears in the state of Florida now, and the majority of that population is in the central part of the state.
Or go freeze.
So we're seeing more and more of these incidences where bears are seeing people and vice versa. But of course, having one in the Magic Kingdom will draw a lot of attention.
And that is Ron McGill. He is a Florida wildlife expert, they say. And the bear was found backstage somewhere in Magic Kingdom near Frontierland. I'm not really sure where that is, but... I haven't been there.
I just want to know if he paid. I mean, did you ask if he had a ticket or a
wristband?
Well,
that's the real question is, how did he get in without going through the turnstile?
And how do we do it?
Right.
And show us the way.
Look, I'll brave the bears if I can get, you know, get out of that $800 to get in the park.
Four people for a discount.
That's right.
David, thanks so much for the update. 826 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are, how about traffic before we get to that?
Sure.
Go ahead, Candy. Why don't you do your traffic now?
I will.
Can you start?
Oh my gosh, what is with you today? Brent Lane near the incline as you go right in front of the Waffle House. This is near PCA and PCC. As I understand, a pedestrian may have been hit, but still slow in that area. So use caution there, as you know, caution wherever you are. I'm just taking a look. It looks like I-10 east and westbound not showing any delays now after an accident at I-10 westbound earlier. Bauer and Sorrento seems to be cleared up. And one other thing. Okay, Brenton Horseshoe Court, we just talked about that. So use caution there. Caution wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm all hopped up on dysfunctional computers and Wendy's breakfast biscuits.
I'm saying, man, it brings out the worst in you.
What?
I'm sorry, you're always the worst, but, you know.
It's not bringing out the worst in me. It's just the filter level has been reduced apparently a little bit.
I miss
Somebody text in, you'll appreciate this. I don't know what the problem is. The bear was in Frontierland. I don't know what the issue is. He's in the right place, you know, for a real nature experience.
Hey, people think it's part of the Berenstain.
Yeah, right.
Or
they
whatever.
Probably thought, oh, hey, this is just part of the.
Let's get a picture. Hey, there's no line.
They're updating the realism level here. This isn't animatronic. Oh, I forgot to get the picture.
Is that the Five Nights at Freddy Bear or whatever?
Oh, my God. Oh,
they don't even had it. Just throw a hat and a scarf on it.
You know, every once in a while we just have a fun show. Let me just put it that way. Every once in a while we just have a fun show. It's because of the risk/threat/ransom note that they're going to try to bring jorts back is what's got me all discombobulated today. Hey, if you are 64 turning 65, you're going to change health insurance providers because you're going to go over onto Medicare. It's no big deal. It's not that hard to do. It can seem like a stressful thing because... Well, you know, your whole life you've done insurance one way, now you're going to do it a different way. And then also, people could call you and be emailing you and be writing you letters, and it can stress you out. Just call my friend Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as I've lived here. She's a super sweetheart. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice that she does. She helps people figure this stuff out. What supplement? What's the Advantage? What's the prescription drugs? What's the difference between Medicare and Medicaid? And do both of them apply to me? I don't know what's going on. No, just call her. She'll answer your questions, I know, because many of you already have. And, you know, I get these reports from her about all these satisfied people. So anyway, if you're 64 turning 65, give her a call. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. 829, News Radio 92.3. What else do we have? Oh, they found the F-35. Well, they think they found the F-35. They found the debris field. It's not the first airplane to wander off. There have been other ones. That's just fascinating. An autopilot has been a factor before. There was one that... The pilot was in a flat spin and he hit autopilot and ejected. And then because of what that did to the aerodynamics, it fixed it. And so it flew for a little while and landed in a field and then actually flew on the ground in the field for a little while like it was discharging all of its engine on the field, you know, like just driving through the field, plowing, I guess. Another bad one that happened was somebody wound up getting killed. You know, there was a MiG. I think that was the one that was related to the MiG that went down over in Europe. Like, you know, the Russians lost a MiG, and it just flew and flew and then crashed into a house and killed somebody inside the house. So these things can turn out badly. Let's be glad that this one didn't turn out that way. Oh, I haven't even had time to do my very favorite thing of the day today. And I can't do it here. I don't have time. I have a great thing of the day to do. It may have to wait till tomorrow. It's that good. I don't want to tease
you. Well, as long as it's not who filed it, I'm sure.
No, it's not that. It's you'll love it.
Frivolous topic next.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Five Americans freed from prison in Iran are back in the United States, landing in a military airfield in Virginia.
It's amazing. Unfreaking believable. We're so grateful to be together after 8 years.
Syamak Namazi and four others are free in exchange for the release of $6 billion of Iran's frozen oil money and five Iranians in U.S. custody. President Biden's addressing the United Nations General Assembly this morning.
Today's story is about who is here at the UN General Assembly, including Iranian President Raisi after yesterday's prisoner swap, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who will appear in person for the first time at this summit. It's also about who is not here, and that includes four of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. The only one showing up is the host, President Biden.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the UN in New York City. Stocks start the day a bit lower on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 65 right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Over the past several days, there have been multiple shark sightings, either found beached or unfortunately dead around Pensacola Beach. The first shark still alive when a group of beachgoers pushed it into the water last Thursday. That was caught on a video that went viral. Shortly after, a similar shark was found dead in the Gulf near the beach, and officials are not sure whether it was the same shark or a different one. A local marine biologist tells Channel 3 there's a lot of reasons that it could have happened.
You have to think maybe that animal was sick or injured. It could have died due to stress. Maybe somebody caught it offshore. And then due to being stressed out, it could have stranded that way.
Marine biologist Kennedy Brinley there. And one day after that Mako shark was found dead in the water, a great hammerhead washed up. Brinley says if you ever encounter a shark that has washed up on the beach, make sure you don't pull it backwards by its gills. She says sharks can only move forward in the water or they run the risk of drowning. There's a 9-story hotel being proposed in downtown Pensacola. The News Journal reporting that developers are hoping to tear down the New World Landing on the 600 block of South Palafox, replace it with a 9-story hotel. It would be a Hampton Inn and Home to Suites dual-branded hotel. And the building itself would also feature both a ground-level restaurant and bar, a rooftop bar and pool, and have space for a separate retail store. There would also be the New World Landing has been a well-known landmark in downtown Pensacola since the 80s. That building, though, was damaged during Hurricane Sally. It's been closed recently. It's been listed for sale since February. It's the fifth proposed hotel development downtown. The EPA is critical of Alabama's plan to clean up toxic industrial waste and has rejected the state's permit program. Alabama Power's plan to leave coal ash waste in unlined ponds near waterways is drawing the most criticism from the EPA. They've approved three other states' plans for coal ash disposal: Georgia, Texas, and Oklahoma. A public hearing on the issue scheduled for tomorrow in Montgomery. A former preacher in Milton will spend 60 years in federal prison for committing child sex crimes in Fiji.
According to FDLE, 42-year-old Jason Moore was sentenced after pleading guilty in February to two counts of illicit sexual conduct in foreign places. According to his indictment, Moore engaged in the sex crimes between March of 2013 and February of 2016. He was arrested in Santa Rosa County late last year after victims came forward. Investigators say the crimes happened while Moore was working as a preacher on missionary trips in the country. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Joe. And teenagers across the state may be able to work a little bit more if a new bill gets passed. State Representative Linda Cheney filed HB 49 yesterday, and if that were to pass, it would allow 16- and 17-year-olds to work before 6:30 in the morning after 11 p.m. at night. They would also be allowed to work more than 8 hours before a school day and be able to work over 30 hours a week when school is in session. The next legislative session starts in January. That'll be debated there. It is 8:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Okay, this is brought to you by Discover, and Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. See terms, check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. So we take a look around. Accident Sereno and Bauer has been cleaned up. Accident I-10 westbound at mile marker 5 has been cleaned up, and I-10 is moving smoothly now. And then an accident still looks slow in this area. It's near Brent, on Brent, near PCA and PCC, after a pedestrian, I think, was struck this morning. Now, if you have traffic tips, let us know. 437-1620. Text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful weather continues again, and after a cool morning start, we'll end up with highs in the upper 80s. Sunny and dry all day long with lower humidity yet again. That changes a little bit as we move into Wednesday, where we could see a few more clouds and have a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up late in the day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now it is 68 degrees in Pensacola, 69 degrees in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Our next news at 9 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles and operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Your money now this morning. The market opening a little bit lower this morning. The Dow is down 59.50 at 34,564.80. S&P 500 down 7.59 at 44,45.94. The NASDAQ down 42.85 at 13,667.38. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.35% this morning. Gold prices are up $3 at $1,956.40. Silver prices up a bit at $2,359. And Bitcoin also up this morning right now, up $377.85 at $27,203.80. It's day five of the UAW workers' strike against the big three automakers, and a new strike deadline has been announced this morning. UAW President Sean Fain says if no substantial progress in contract talks has been made by Friday, they'll call on more local unions to expand their strike. Currently, they're striking at three plants, one from each of the big three. Social media users are reportedly making more impulse buys.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says millennials made the most purchases of any age group.
It can really add up. We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media.
Rossman says the study concluded that the older the person is, the less likely they are to make a social media-driven impulse buy. $71 billion was spent on impulse items last year. I'm Trey Thomas.
And speaking of impulse buys, Amazon announcing a second Prime Day. Prime big deal days are going to happen on October 10th and 11th. The event will feature all sorts of deals on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment. I'll no doubt be making some impulse buys then. It's 8:40, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie Rep up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I don't want to ruin your morning by bringing up a painful word, but here it is, jorts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jean shorts.
And not just jean shorts, but like jean shorts that don't fit right. They're kind of like large-ish.
Yeah, and they go down to the knee.
Yeah, yeah. They're sort of not
jean
even
culottes.
The right length.
Right.
They're halfway in between Daisy Dukes and bell bottoms. Because they go to the knee.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
They're shaped weird, mm-hmm. and they never, ever looked good, but apparently they're coming back. Apparently Gen X is making a push, or Gen Z, sorry, not us. We wouldn't do this. It's y'all. Gen Z is bringing back the jorts, and this one fashion trend too far. But this raises a question for me.
Yes.
The question of the day. You ready? 437-1620. What's the most embarrassing fashion trend you ever participated in that must never come back? What's the thing... you're like, oh, man, I cannot believe we did that.
Oh, man.
What's the one where you're like, no, those pictures need to go? I have some examples, but 437-1620, 437-1620. Text me. If you want to expand it a little bit, it can be just the fashion thing that needs to not come back. But I particularly want to know if it's one you did.
Oh,
like, that's where it's, oh, no, David.
This.
David's going to be our first player today. All right.
I'm hoping
all
we
right.
have different ones. But.
I've got to chime in on this one.
Please do.
JNCO jeans.
JNCO jeans.
I love the
JNCO
JNCOs.
Jeans.
JNCO is how you spell it.
I look back at high school pictures when I was wearing those ginormous JNCO jeans.
Oh, these
yeah,
are like, this
bottoms,
is where it's not even a bell
ones.
Bottom. It's just a bell.
Right. Right, the whole thing, it's humongous. Like, it's. I look back and I'm like, what was I thinking?
Were you listening to Korn with a K?
Oh, yes.
And Tool?
Of course I was, yeah.
And also a part of that, I did not know that's what they were called, but okay, I'm there now, I've seen the pictures. And also, this is when it was fashionable for you to wear away the back of the jean with your heel because you wore them so long that you walked on them. And then they'd rip, and you'd be walking on like the dirty, stained, ripped portion of the
right.
G&M.
Oh, yeah, man. They were just so huge and
good
so.
Old days.
Looking back, it's just like, what was I thinking?
That's
Why?
So funny. When the Bayfront used to stand here, and bands like Korn would play, you'd be knee deep in chain wallets and JNCOs. And that's a picture I'm.
Can painting. We? Can I? Okay, I'll go deeper. I'll go back to when I was that age for you. What you were when the JNCO jeans was for me. The variant was the tight roll jeans.
The tight jeans?
The tight roll jeans.
Oh, the tight roll.
Where you would
bend it in and
fold
roll
it in
it
against
up.
your ankle, and then you would tighten it, and you would then roll it up one or two times, mm-hmm. and it would be tight in shapely against your ankle. It's the JNCO jean, I think, was made to be untight rollable. Was the reason
I would
they made
imagine
the JNCO
else you'd
jean,
have a great big old roll down there.
They are the exact opposite in jean styles. All right, Candy, we got a bunch of texts going in. What do you got?
Okay, there's a store called Barbara Moss. I could see where you might not know what that is.
I don't.
Okay, it's a women's girls store. I don't think it exists
anymore. Why wouldn't I know what that is?
because I was in the eighth grade. I don't see it around anymore. But at one point, they came out with these beautiful fluorescent colors. They had orange and yellow and green. And it's like, woo-wee. And I could not get enough. I had pants, shirts, because my mom would take me school shopping.
I gotcha.
I got everything. And they started calling me candy colorful. Because color tin and whatever.
Flavors?
Yeah, right. Not rainbow, which is fine. I like rainbow. But anyway, yeah. And I went from also like the Cyndi Lauper thing had just happened. So I was wearing wrestling sneakers and being voted, you know, best dressed to worst dressed. And
I managed to be just a dork enough that I had some turquoise Chucks when I was skating.
Oh, cute.
And
cute.
The fat
That's
laces.
Cute.
Remember the fat
yes,
laces?
Yes.
And yeah, somehow I managed to not make that work. That was not a good thing for me. It was, you know, and many other examples. We'll let the caller or the texters contribute here. 437-1620. Blonde tipped spiked hair. Oh, nice. Yeah. Wow. You're a decade late. Let's see. Bell bottom corduroy pants.
The sound. Kim, shut up. They're stylish.
Oh, parachute pants.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I had parachute shirts and pants.
Unskilled breakdancer back in the day.
Oh, same.
Like, we'd get out mom's giant unfoldable cardboard cutting board, you know, for her sewing and stuff.
Right.
And we'd
breakdance
on that. That's right. Yeah, you know.
Did you end like this?
I did. Yeah, posed just like that. I can't do it today. I'll pull something. And yeah, parachute. I could never afford parachute pants. I was so jealous. 437-1620. Giant 80s hair. Hey, if you listen to Poison and, you know, Def Leppard and Motley Crue, you're good. Somebody said baggies in the 70s. Men wearing capris. That's not a real thing. Men don't wear capris.
Yeah, they wear jorts.
Nice.
Capri
Another
jorts.
Vote for parachute pants. Puffy sleeves and wide cuffs. Oh, how about the upturned collar?
Oh, yeah, the popped collar, sure.
Nothing looks uncooler than an upturned collar.
Except for two of them at the same time, yeah.
What if you did the
Hello,
one?
Valley
you ever
Girl.
Do the one?
Yes.
One upturned collar? Yeah.
Yeah, no, look here.
Who am I asking? Somebody here says, brothers hand-me-down platform shoes when I was a kid. Elton John stuff. It was terrible.
Oh, Kevin, you still wear those.
Oh, we're getting multiple votes in for the parachute pants. I love that. That's great. Sort of what went along with that was, you remember when guys would wear, I call them a babushka, when guys would wear on their head, like the Russian matron's, you know, colorful.
Like a big fur hat?
No. The handkerchief. Like a colored, a red
In college,
or blue
we used to call
whatever.
Them drug helmets.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, those were cute.
And I'm not saying you wear it like a headband. I'm saying you wear it like
Aunt
Jemima style. You know?
Yeah. I thought that was just adorable in college.
But then
I found out people call them drug helmets and I stopped wearing them. I was like, oh.
Leisure.
Nope.
Oh, God, we're so late. Let's do traffic on the fives and we'll come back to this.
Good news is we're not showing a lot of slowdowns right now. The only thing that I see is near PCA and PCC on Brent Lane. There was a vehicle crash with possible injuries this morning. Now, it's been cleared up. Still a little slow in that area. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're in the market for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality, almost new cars. Yes, they're used, by category technically, but like one owner, typically. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, lots of variety on the lot. We got a Honda Odyssey from them that had been out on a lease in Orlando and it came back and they couldn't sell it. I don't know why, but I'm glad because Frontier went and bought it and we got a smoking deal on a one-year-old car with 12,000 miles that we have been loving ever since. So if you need a good car, one that's going to last you a long time and get a great deal on it, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to these, the texts. I can't even keep up. Let's see. Somebody here says leisure suits. I think I mentioned that one before. I grew up in the 70s and we had awesome fashion. Sure you did. Check the pictures. Short gym shorts don't count as good fashion, my friend.
Oh, I love
437-1620. Hammer pants. Oh,
yeah.
I've mentally blocked this, but I have pictures to prove it. Jeans tucked into tube socks. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Or leg warmers, just for no reason.
Right, just because.
Right.
You know, because you saw Flash
Dance. I'm going to go do
Jennifer
ballet
Beals.
After this.
You wanted to be Jennifer Beals or
Irene
Cara. Platform shoes, jams,
platforms.
And gotcha shirts with tails. Oh, my God. It's a toss-up between my surfing stripper days, Hollister, or the emo days, Hot Topic. And then I found Jesus. Stirrup pants with ruffled socks and high heels, the Madonna look.
Oh, I had that.
Oh, my whole life is flashing before my eyes.
I had paisley stirrup pants.
Somebody here says I'm not quite old enough to have regrets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are.
Somebody said, thrift store Dickies, three sizes too big were my go-to.
Wow.
Another leisure suit. Oh, the polo popped collar under a button-down. Oh, that's right. Under the button-down.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about that. It was always under something else.
There you go, 228.
Izod. Just, that's the only answer, Izod.
Aw.
Full body windbreakers. What the Michael Jackson, the leather or the imitation leather?
I had one of those.
Hush puppies, bright neon colors from the 80s.
There you are.
Leisure suits made of the bulletproof polyester.
Oh, yeah, where it looks like somebody shot a couch to make the outfit.
Oh, this one hurts. You ready? Bowl cuts.
I had those.
No, I have pictures. Feathered hair. Hey, feathered hair is cute on girls. 4-3-7-16.
Then why do you wear it?
All of my... I don't want to say anything. All of my early crushes had feathered hair, so don't start with me on this. I mean, that's
because that was the law. You had to have feathered hair.
That's happy time stuff right there.
And wings.
4-3 and wings. And we didn't even get into haircuts. Didn't even get into the haircuts, which we'll just pass right on by that comment. Okay, so that's our frivolous topic for the day. Somebody texted me on my own phone. I'm trying to get it open here. Hypercolor T-shirts.
I was thinking about those. Yeah, you would put your hand on it and it would change the color.
Right.
I never got to get one of those.
The only place you were legally allowed to buy them was at Daytona Beach during spring break.
Oh, boy, is that true.
That's accurate. Yeah, 850 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local. Regretting our memories. I'm Andrew McKay.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You write "Born to Kill" on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign it at 15 weeks?
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks.
Well, people are
starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something, and we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? You think that goes
too far? I think what he did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake.
As you well know, former President Trump said during an interview with NBC's Meet the Press that the 6-week abortion ban you signed was a terrible mistake. What do you make of that statement?
Protecting babies with heartbeats is not terrible. Donald Trump may think it's terrible. I think protecting babies with heartbeats is noble and just, and I'm proud to have signed the heartbeat bill in Florida, and I know Iowa has similar legislation.
Yeah, as there you have a presidential candidate, Governor Ron DeSantis, talking about the abysmally terrible segment of the Kristen Welker NBC Meet the Press interview that former President Trump did about abortion, where he showed he did not understand the issue, was wrong on the issue, was criticizing one of the most pro-life governors in the land for being so pro-life, and many pro-life leaders have criticized him for his comments in that interview, like I had mentioned to you yesterday when I was just analyzing it, and since then, I've had a lot of people chime in and say, no, this was really bad for the life cause. Some of the things he said don't make sense, shows he doesn't understand the terrain, is willing to compromise on the issue, even though you have to give credit, put three justices on the Supreme Court that wound up overturning Roe. Great win for the pro-life forces, but to now turn around and be criticizing the governors who are passing pro-life legislation is a weird move for a guy whose big base is devoted, undeterrable conservative Christians who love the life cause and are going to look at this and really wonder, what in the world are we doing here? Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And the good news is we're not showing any, well, the one slowdown, let me rephrase that, 98 westbound, I'm not showing an accident, but all the way through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, just very slow westbound on Highway 98. 437-1620, you can text in if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to pick a good realtor who's going to give you great service and take good care of you. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. They just go above and beyond. There was one review that was on the Leavenworth Realty website that was all about this couple. They were moving out of state to be near their family, and, you know, they got their home sold in 4 days. And Christina helped them navigate an issue with the storm shutters that was some kind of a problem after the sale. And they're like, it's unbelievable. She took care of us even when we were gone. Like, what in the world? But that's how she does. I've talked to her many times about, you know, spackling, you know, nail holes in the property before closing day, or, you know, just little stuff that you wouldn't think about, but she's the go above and beyond and get it all done and take care of everybody all the way through the process. That's her heart. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Back to the Governor DeSantis interview you did with Iowa Radio yesterday after that disastrously bad interview that President Trump did, particularly the abortion. I mean, all kinds of things that were bad came out of that interview. I've seen many commentaries about how he has now compromised his defense in the January 6th trial. By admitting that he was the one who made the decision to go ahead with protesting and trying to thwart the peaceful transfer of power. I mean, he didn't say it that way, but that's what he admitted in that interview, that it wasn't based on other people. It was based on himself. Anyway, back to Governor DeSantis talking about the comments related to Trump criticizing him for the 15 and then the 6-week abortion ban that he signed into place.
I don't know how you can even make the claim that you're somehow pro-life if you're criticizing states for enacting pro-life protections for babies that have heartbeats. I thought him saying that those bills were terrible, I think was a terrible statement, and I think it's a window into how he's changing as he's running this campaign, and I think he's changing in a way that is not consistent with the values of the people in Iowa.
I mean, so you either have to say that President Trump flaked out in this interview and didn't know the terrain enough to give a good answer, or he made a deliberate choice to contrast himself with a pro-life governor like Governor DeSantis, or, you know, governors in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and others that have passed very restrictive abortion bills. I mean, it was either an accident or it was a deliberate positioning to try to move himself away from the core, again, conservative Christian pro-lifers out there who were his main base. Weird decision. 8:59, almost out of time. A quick future news. Will Bay Bluffs Park ever be restored to its former glory?
No.
Oh, man. I hate... God, I don't want to believe that's true, but it's going to be expensive if they do. Maybe $1 million or more.
Listen on air at 92.3.